We're joined this hour by Mike Meharry. Mike is the coordinator for the Kentucky chapter of the 10th Amendment Center. Welcome to the program, Mike. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Great to be on.
The 10th Amendment Center, on one of the things you have on your website, which is 10thamendmentcenter.com, is a ruling by the Supreme Court back in 1931. It says the 10th Amendment was intended to confirm the understanding of the people at the time the Constitution was adopted, that powers not granted to the United States were reserved to the states or to the people. It added nothing to the instrument as originally ratified. A lot of people have some confusion on exactly what the 10th Amendment's all about, and that's what you folks do, is you educate people on what exactly it is. So give me a rundown first on what the 10th Amendment Center's all about, and then specifically what you've got going on in Cincinnati on March 5th.
All right. Well, you got it exactly right. The 10th Amendment Center, we're basically a national think tank, and we have state chapters in a whole bunch of different states. And basically what we do is we advocate and educate and try to get people to understand the 10th Amendment and the fact that the federal government was delegated limited, specific, enumerated powers, and that all of the other things were left to the states. And therefore, a good bit of what the federal government does these days really is not constitutional. It's all stuff that should be handled at a state level. And
they usurp that by using the Commerce Clause, and that basically, that Commerce Clause, when that was introduced, basically voided the 10th Amendment.
Well, and that's the conventional wisdom, I guess. That's absolutely not what the Commerce Clause was intended. The Commerce Clause was intended to make commerce regular. Commerce had a very specific definition back in that time. It was basically trade.
Right.
And the Commerce Clause was designed to keep states from levying tariffs on one another and keep trade free between the states.
But the government has taken that and just run wild with it.
Absolutely.
So what's coming up in Cincinnati?
Well, we're having a really cool event that's going to be in Cincinnati. It's called Nullify Now. And it's a great opportunity to come down and find out what nullification is all about. Nullification is a concept. It actually originated with Jefferson and Madison, and a lot of people have a lot of misunderstanding about it. Basically, it's just the states saying no to unconstitutional acts. Things like health care, the EPA, the Real ID Act, all of these things that the federal government do that are outside of their constitutional bounds. The states have the power and the authority, according to Jefferson Madison, to say no and nullify these laws.
And some would argue, and you probably would agree with me, that states really, they have the responsibility to do this.
Absolutely. It's the responsibility of the states to interpose for their citizens and protect the citizens from overreaching government. So the Nullify Now event is going to be all about that. It's a great opportunity to learn about the concept. And the really cool thing about it is it's going to be held at the Harriet Tubman Theater at the Underground Railroad Museum in Cincinnati. And we're doing this for a very specific reason. When you start talking about states' rights and nullification and these issues, the first thing that come to a lot of people's minds are that we're a bunch of racists and we want to go back to the times of slavery. And the truth of the matter is that people have the history flipped up on its head. It was actually the northern states that used nullification to nullify the Fugitive Slave Acts and protect fugitive slaves and help get them to freedom. And, you know, people don't really realize this, but the southern states never used nullification against slavery. They didn't have to. That was the law of the land. So it's a really great opportunity to kind of flip history right side up how it's supposed to be and crush a lot of stereotypes at the same time, and we're really excited about this event. We think it's going to be a great opportunity and get information out.
One of your guest speakers is just a great guy, and if nobody has read Thomas Woods before, he's got a brand new book out, and he's going to be there at the event. His new book is Nullification, where he writes specifically about this. It's going to be great to have somebody like Mr. Woods there. I mean, every time I hear him, it's just like, he's so right.
He's right, and you know he's not just somebody that's come out of the woodwork. He's a PhD from Columbia in history. He knows his stuff. He is a quote unquote credible academician, and a great speaker. I think anybody that comes out will really enjoy hearing him, and you're going to learn a lot of history and a lot of things that you're going to think, huh, I never learned that in school.
One of the things that he writes, he's got a column, too, which is a link to up on your folks' website, 10th Amendment Center. And 10th is spelled out like a word, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're trying to find it, and we'll get a link up to it on my blog as well. Thomas Woods has a column where he writes about, you know, the arguments against this, and one of the arguments is nullification violates the Constitution's supremacy clause. And Woods writes, this may be the most foolish, ill-informed argument against nullification of all. It is the reply we often hear from law school graduates and professors who are taught only the nationalist version of American history and constitutionalism. It is yet another reason, as a colleague of mine says, never to confuse legal training with an education.
Absolutely. That's the truth. Most constitutional scholars are really scholars in Supreme Court law and precedent, and absolutely have no idea about the actual history of the Constitution and what the framers and the ratifiers actually intended. And that's what's important, because we contend that the Constitution means the same thing it did, it means the same thing today as it did when it was ratified. And that's what we need to understand, not what a bunch of Supreme Court justices have come up
now,
with.
Now, how many states have already passed something on this? It's quite a handful, isn't it? I think it's over 20?
I'm sorry, I'm being here.
How many states have already passed something in regards to this? It's quite a handful, isn't it?
It's quite a few, and I can't give you an exact number. It is over 20, and there's a lot of different types of nullification-type bills. They run anything from your Health Care Freedom Act to the 11 states that actually have legislation pending that would actually just void the entire health care law. You can look at the 15 states who have medicinal marijuana. That's, in essence, a nullification of a federal law. That,
right.
The feds say you can't do that, and the 15 states that have passed those laws said, yes, we can. You've got the Real ID Act. More than 20 states basically refused to implement that. So, yeah, there's, gun rights. There's all kinds of different areas of policy where states are starting to step up and assert their rights. And we're really
Where are Kentucky and the state of Ohio, where are the state and the Commonwealth at in terms of passing something? Is anything moving through either legislatures that you're aware of?
In Kentucky, I'm not real aware of Ohio. In Kentucky, the big issue right now is EPA. There's a couple of bills that are moving through. They're still in committee, but they're definitely out there to basically say that only the state can regulate intrastate coal mining, and to try to nullify some of these crazy EPA edicts that are floating around out there. There's also some gun legislation, and I believe there's a Health Care Freedom Act.
Very good. Well, folks, if this is something you care about, and you should, it's the 10th Amendment Center, and their event is going on March 5th in Cincinnati at the Underground Railroad Museum. What time does that get underway, Mike, and where can folks go to get ticket information?
It starts at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6. It is right there in the Harriet Tubman Theater. You can go to www.nullifynow.com, which is all one word. Click on the Cincinnati link, and there's information there on how to get tickets. You can get general admission tickets at no cost. There's also some paid tickets that you can get that have some different benefits with them. It runs from 7 to 10 p.m., and it's going to be an incredible event. I'm really, really excited about it. And we've had these in a number of areas across the country. Last year, we've got 6 scheduled for this year, and this is the first one I've actually been able to make, and I'll actually be speaking about it and telling the story of Joshua Glover, the slave that kind of ran away and sparked this whole nullification up in Wisconsin. So it's going to be a great event, and I really encourage anybody to come out. There's going to be a lot of like-minded people you can hang with, and you're going to learn a lot.
Again, thanks for your time, Mike. Do appreciate it. Mike Meharry, coordinator, the Kentucky coordinator for the 10th Amendment Center, nullifynow.com for ticket information. And like you said, the general admissions, those are free. You got to love free. You got to love free.